As July 21, 1861 dawned, residents of Northern Virginia could not fathom what was about to occur. It's been 150 years since they witnessed the clash of North and South, and the story is this edition of The American Countryside. It was the evening of July 21, 1861. The Confederate Army had just defeated the Union at Manassas, Virginia. Bob Sutton at Manassas National Battlefield Park says the reality of what lay ahead was beginning to be understood.
I think both sides realized that one battle was not going to do it. I think they were beginning to think it was going to be a long, protracted war.
Manassas was not only the first major land battle of the Civil War, but it was like no other conflict the country had seen.
There were about 30, 35,000 on each side, about 60, 70,000 total, which was the largest military engagement in the United States to that time. The other thing that was really pretty frightening was that there were about 5,000 casualties. About 900 soldiers were killed, by far the most casualties in any battle ever in American history.
And that number would be small compared to battles that were yet to come.
Many people from Washington, D.C. came out to watch the battle. Most people think they were right here and they were watching. Well, it wasn't like that at all. They were actually about 5 miles to the east of here.
Those supportive of the Confederate cause also came to watch the two sides clash.
Unlike the Union side, where they came out thinking it was going to be a big, you know, gala event, the Confederates were concerned about their land. You know, most of them had loved ones that were actually involved in the battle, so their view was a little bit different. And they actually were close enough that they could see some of the fighting.
For soldiers and citizens alike, 4 years of civil war was just beginning. Traveling the countryside in Manassas, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.